This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, as unhealthy as they are, we still love them. We're talking hot dogs. You'll meet a relationship expert that will give you tips on how to spice up the bedroom. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom.
Well, Phil, as if the world doesn't have enough problems lately, people shooting down planes, bombing one another, guess who's threatening to nuke the White House?
Better home design instincts than HGTV. Here's Jay Campadonia.
Phil, everyone has their chair. It's that chair you dream about when you're at the office. I've got a story about a chair that might make your skin crawl.
With one eye on his work, the other on the sky, here's Chris Martin.
We had a couple of major incidences this weekend that have people wondering if it's no longer safe to go to the beach. I'll have details.
All right, Chris, thank you. Let's get things rolling. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. It's the start of another week here on the program. And Jennifer, who wants to nuke the White House? Not us.
Nope, North Korea.
Oh.
You know?
Didn't we already know that?
Well, like, how are they going to deliver that? UPS?
I don't know. It's just, you know, come on, guys. So a top-ranking North Korean military official really is threatening a nuclear strike on the White House and the Pentagon after accusing Washington of raising military tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
But
this threat?
They can't even launch a rocket.
I know, right? But they're threatening Hwang Pyong-so,
who?
Director of Military General Political Bureau. That's his title. He gave a speech to a big military rally in Pyongyang Sunday on the anniversary of the armistice that ended the 1950-1953 Korean, can we call it a war? Is it a
police
action? Well,
it didn't really end it. It just put a pause to it.
Exactly.
It's not over officially.
Exactly. So he says, if the U.S. imperialists threaten our sovereignty and survival, our troops will fire our nuclear armed rockets at the White House and the Pentagon, the sources of all evil.
Now let's start a campaign to annex North Korea. What do you say?
I think we should.
I thought they were upset about that Seth Rogen movie, and that's what started the whole thing.
I know that too. What's the jib jab? The little jib jab video that's been going around.
Jib jab.
He didn't like that either.
No, but they like Dennis Rodman. See, it's an upside world, upside down world.
The world is crumbling. Out, that's what's happening.
Oh, my gosh! And you know what? And while all of this is happening, our wonderful postal system is being mocked by the Venezuelans.
Yes, it is. It's actually the postal system.
What am I talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wrote right here.
Uh-oh.
I wrote the word. No. I wrote one word, and I said something else. So
Can we fix that later? We're talking about,
all right,
we're talking
we'll
about
fix it.
Fonts. You know, you
that
know,
has nothing
aerial
to do with postage.
No, it doesn't. Although you could type up a letter with, you know, one of these fonts. Arial, you know, Times New Roman is a popular one. I like a lot of really weird fonts, but now there's a new one called Chavez Pro. Supporters of Venezuela's late socialist leader Hugo Chavez Monday unveiled this novel way of keeping his memory alive. They're making a font for typing in his handwriting style, which is very distinctive.
That's kind of cool.
Because he used to spend hours on TV in Venezuela writing and drawing on boards and papers to explain policies, develop ideas, sign deals. He was just always scrawling, and he has a very distinctive style. Well, they made it into a font.
Yeah.
And it's,
I'm looking
at it. It's on T-shirts, baseball caps, and walls of buildings all around the nation. And, yeah, you can look at it at trincaracreativa.com.
It just looks like handwriting.
Right.
That's cool, though. I mean, if you're going to be immortalized, that would be a kind of a cool way to be immortalized.
Yeah, what an honor. How long before I can pull this up on a Word document, this
I'm
new
not
font?
Sure. You know, a lot of times I've imported fonts. Be careful what you want on your computer, you guys. This might not be the best thing for anyone to find on your computer. But they developed it using letters written by Chavez while he was in jail for the failed 1992 coup attempt.
I can tell you, don't do what I did. I went on a font spree for about 2 months. I must have downloaded 1,000 different. I had the Simpsons. I had the McDonald's. I had every possible font you can think of. And when that computer crashes, bye-bye fonts.
Yes.
Now, oh, really?
Now you're back to the standard fonts that come with whatever new computer that
you buy. Just stick with Comic Sans. Isn't that the most popular?
Yes.
I know, right? Don't you back up, Phil? Don't you back up?
Well, yeah, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. Oh, couldn't, is that still there?
You don't have a Mac.
Oh, come on.
Oh. Look
you've
at that.
You've got like a Windows machine.
I forgot. It's all backed up. That's right. I'm going to go get my fonts now. I know exactly where they are.
Oh, it's all backed up.
Smarty
all right.
Pants.
Let me guess. You were downloading all those for a new tattoo design idea?
Exactly. No, I like to make logos and all that kind of thing.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Creative outlet.
No, it's fun to have different fonts.
Yeah.
I got a ton of them.
You know what else is fun? Is trying to figure out who's in charge. Governor Brown is in Mexico. So who's running this joint?
Well, it's not Governor Brown. You know who the governor is today?
No.
So since he took off Sunday to go to the trade mission in Mexico, while he's gone, the executive power rolls over to Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
And everybody knows that he was the lieutenant governor, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Except for... Oh, wait, you didn't know that?
Yeah, I knew that. Okay. I was speaking on behalf of everybody else.
Right. So, okay, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is officially the governor today. Until he leaves tomorrow... for a Special Olympics event on the East Coast. Then it rolls over to
the
Senate President Pro Tem.
Oh, Steinberg?
Daryl Steinberg. Very
okay.
good. Sure. He will be acting governor until Wednesday when he goes to Chicago on personal business.
Is there anybody left?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins is in charge for about 9 hours until Brown gets back later on that day. So we have four... different governors for different days.
Any
week.
Of those boys Republicans? Because they might
no,
be able
all...
to get some work done. If that's
no,
the case.
Wow, four,
look
they're
at you.
All four Democrats.
I wonder who would go in
colors.
If Tony had a problem. You know what I mean? Like Tony
yeah,
had to check
know.
Out.
I don't
know. Who's
after
the sixth
Assembly
man?
Speaker, I don't know who number five is or number four.
Phil Hewlett.
Huh. Yeah, it's gonna get down to me eventually. But they've
got to
keep going. All right, Jen. Now moving around some furniture. Jay Campadonia. We're going to do some decorating in the studio?
Well, everybody's got their chair. You know what I'm talking about? You get home and you're like, I can't wait to sit. Or like a spot on the couch.
Comfy.
Or something. It's just, it's your spot. And everybody in the house knows it's your spot. Well, there's a London-based designer that has created probably one of the creepiest furniture chairs.
Yet comfortable.
It's, I don't even know. I think so. It's a leather chair with pheromone impregnated silicone that makes it smell and feel like human skin.
Ugh.
So creepy.
But it's not really human skin.
It's not really human skin. It's just a leather that's been treated to make it feel and smell that way.
Why?
It looks like a giant beanbag, the chairs that he's designed. And I don't know. I don't know. But
is this for creepy people?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean, why? Have you ever sat on human skin? It's so plush.
Yes, but
soft.
You know, no. What context
really,
are you discussing?
They say that it's like sitting in the folds of a fat man's belly.
Mm. Gross.
There's an explanation.
But for $2,500, it could be all yours.
You're talking about newly cleaned and coiffed? Fat man's belly?
I hope. It actually even looks like skin. It's got a little bit of a pink hue to it.
No, that's just wrong. It's just wrong.
I have a feeling like Marilyn Manson might be the only person.
Yeah, it's a conversation piece. And once you start that conversation, either your friends leave or they call the police.
Or you're one of those like nose stuck in the air, like artsy fartsy types. It's like, oh, the London designer made this chair.
The perfect chair for the Dahmer room.
Yeah, it's more like Charles Manson.
Still, how about the part?
That weird.
How about the part where you're in the living room sitting on the chair and the host looks at you and goes, you're never going to guess what that's made of.
Yeah, I know, right? No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right. Is the beach even safe to bring the kids to anymore, Chris?
It is. But there were a couple of tragic incidences this weekend. Yesterday in Florida, a man and his daughter were hit by a single-prop plane trying to make an emergency landing on a known Florida beach. The father was killed by the collision, and the girl is in a local hospital in critical condition. Neither the pilot nor the passenger were injured. The pilot did radio in that he was having issues, and apparently the beach is a known alternative landing area for pilots and through the FAA. So it's a terrible story. And, you know, in more tragic beach stories, there was a lightning storm in Venice Beach this weekend where a 20-year-old Los Angeles resident died after lightning hit the water near the pier, which electrified swimmers and surfers in the area. All in all, 7 others were hospitalized and 13 total were assessed at the scene. So a couple of weird incidences happening at the
According to Grammar Monster Online, an incidence is a proportion, usually of society in relation to a disease. An incident is an event.
Oh, an incident. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, if you were to say incident in a plural form, how would you say
multiple? Incidents.
Incidents.
But not incidences.
Incidentally.
So I said incidences.
Yes.
Okay, well, here's a couple interesting statistics about...
You're the dumbest child on the planet.
Oh,
I swear.
Please. Oh, and you're the smartest. And you're the smartest.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're a genius.
Irregardless of grammar.
Wow.
Yeah. Irregardless. I actually put down an idea.
Moving on. You've got another point.
Yes. There are a few interesting statistics that came about in these stories about being hit by lightning. In California, you have a 1 in 7.5 million chance of being hit by lightning. In Florida, 1 in 600,000. And in Montana, where there's not a lot of tall, conductive material, 1 in 250,000 chance of being
hit. See, when you're out surfing, surfers know this. You go out, the wave's got to be good. You know, if you go surfing and the waves aren't good, you're still having a good time.
Right.
A bad day surfing is better than a good day at work, right?
Period.
Yes. But if you're out in the water, you're looking for that conductive high point, right, if you're a lightning bolt. And you will be the tallest thing on the ocean if you're sitting out there on your surfboard.
Well, that's the interesting thing, too. It was over by the pier, which you would think has something tall and conductive on it. But
we are close to water. We are running late, but we have for the break here, but we have a ton to talk about next, including more from you, Chris. And you're going to get it all right this time, right?
I'm going to do my best.
Why we love... Yeah. The insects and the insexistences.
Right is subjective.
Here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, we've grammared up and we're ready to go for our next segment here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. If you ever miss any of our shows, we have them all posted for you on demand at philhewlettandfriends.com. This one will be posted as well later this afternoon. So if you miss anything, you can go back and catch it, listen to it over and over again, critique it, download it, share it, comment on it.
And it's all free.
Yeah. Or you could find us on any other player. You like the iTunes or you have a player on your phone already, just search us. You'll find us. We are everywhere, literally everywhere. All right, Jennifer, we know of the baseball rivalries that are out there. And what would you say would be probably the best baseball rivalry?
Oh, you know what? I have to defer to you guys for that. I mean, I know of a lot of baseball rivalries, but I'm not really...
There's Dodgers-Giants, right?
Right. Of course, there's
Yankees-Red Sox.
Yankees-Red Sox. Yeah. I'd say I'd probably go with that one, wouldn't you?
Okay, the number one. Now, there you go. Now, I was hoping that's what Chris would say, because this is one of those stories. I know this is a big rivalry, but yeah, you got it right. So there's this guy, Drew Weber, who had a Red Sox title ring. He lost it.
Ooh.
This is another one of those missing ring and then it gets found stories. But this got a twist. Guess who finds it? A Yankees fan.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay. So
down
he's
the
a
toilet.
Manhattan.
Yeah,
no,
right?
He's a Manhattan restaurant owner. His name's Luigi Militello. He could hardly believe it. He finds a shiny 2013 championship ring on the bathroom sink at his bar and grill. Luke's Bar and Grill Thursday night. It's a real thing. Diamond, sapphire is the whole thing. And he's like, geez, who'd leave this here? So he's a huge Yankee fan. What are the chances of this happening? He's going to find this Boston ring. Well, Drew Weber the guy whose ring it was. He'd been to the restaurant earlier. It's one of his favorites. He's a New York businessman, also owns the Lowell Spinners, which is a Red Sox Class A minor league team in Massachusetts. And what happens is when a big league team wins, sometimes they give their executives World Series rings.
Right.
So that's how he got the ring. It's worth probably... They don't really put a value on it, but excuse me, the 2004 rings were worth about $30,000 each. So, this guy says this is the first time he's ever worn the ring outside. So he gets home, he's looking around his apartment, he's having a freaking heart attack. He's sweating, he's having palpitations. He says, "I'm looking at my finger, the ring's not there." So he calls Luke's after midnight. Militello answers the phone and says, "Yeah, I got your ring." He starts playing with him, right? It's Yankees, Red Sox. I start razzing him. I told him I'm not getting it so easily. But then he says, "You know, okay, here you go." They meet the next day at the restaurant. Militello gives a ring back. The two guys spend 25 minutes talking baseball. And he's thinking, the guy whose ring it was is thinking, "I got to give this guy something for finding, you know, and returning it." But Militello is insistent. I don't know why I keep doing that. He's not going to accept any money. He tried to persuade Weber to call into a local sports radio show and disparage the Red Sox, but he said no, it didn't work. So instead, Weber and the Red Sox have invited Militello to make his first trip to Fenway Park for the regular season finale, September 28th. And that's also scheduled to be Derek Jeter's last game.
So he's like,
"Hey, you know what? I'm gonna go." And he says, "Can I wear my Yankees gear?" And Weber guy says, "Yeah, you know, I didn't really answer, but I have a feeling he's gonna show up all decked out."
That's really a huge sacrifice too, because the night before is Militello bobblehead night. So he, you know, no, it's not. All right, Chris, you know what?
What a magnanimous thing for him to do, that Yankees fan.
Yes, exactly. Right. It is magnanimous. Thank you. Did you just look that up?
No.
Are you learning new words to pull on us?
That's word of the day dictionary.
But I'm going to keep using them.
I looked at that grin on your face when you did that. It's like your snake bit or mosquito bit.
Yes. Mosquitoes. We've been noticing the mosquito armies buzzing around again. And here's five reasons why mosquitoes might be attracted to you. Number one, carbon dioxide, which you exhale in excessive amounts during vigorous exercise. So there's that. Your clothes, dark colors, allow mosquitoes to see you better.
Okay.
For the ladies, mosquitoes are attracted to estrogen.
Oh.
Lactic acid also tends to draw them in, so eating stuff that would give you heartburn. And mosquitoes are more likely to suck your blood if you just had a beer. So, to recap,
oh my gosh, it's everything for me.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly.
If you want to prevent
beer, estrogen.
If you want to prevent being attacked, you have to stop working out, bleach your darks in the wash, get your body to quit producing estrogen, don't eat anything cooked on a barbecue, and stop drinking beer.
Yeah.
Should be easy.
No.
All that bug talk, huh? Do you like the bug talk?
Well,
no.
I have more bug talk.
You do?
You want it. Yeah.
What is it?
Well, there's a new diet fad that has been going on in the Congo for years, but now it's looking to make an entrance here in the States. They have an entire industry built on eating delicious insects.
Mm,
oh, that's a great diet. You can eat all the bugs you want,
and
you won't gain weight because the theory being you don't want to eat any bugs.
Yes, you will actually go emaciated.
Or if you eat bugs, maybe the mosquitoes will leave you alone because they'll know that you're bad.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They'd be cannibals. Caterpillars, termites, how about some larva? Yeah. All of that is served in the Congo, dried, fried, and pureed. They serve you creepy crawlies when you order them.
Lovely.
Great taste of protein. Hang on, one more thing.
Yeah.
Also good for your gastrointestinal tract. Phil?
Yeah.
I don't care. That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm not eating that
stuff. I might try it. There's a place over at the Santa Monica airport that serves Filipino food and insects.
No.
Yum.
No?
Got a list of reasons why people cheat?
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah?
Cheat on each other or cheat on their diets?
All right. No, cheat,
cheat at
cheat
Monopoly.
On each other. All right.
Oh.
Number seven, I felt like I deserved it. 6% of people said
that. Oh, that's nice.
I think they've been listening to those, what's her name? Dolly Madison? What's that one that encourages
Ashley.
You to cheat? Ashley Madison. Dolly Madison was somebody else.
That's cheating on your diet.
Yeah, right. I thought I could get away with it. That did better than I felt like I deserved it.
That's honest.
I fell in love.
Of course.
You're going to tell your love that you fell in love with somebody else? I was bored with our sex. 20% of people said that. I was lonely, 23%. It was exciting, 33%. Ugh. And the number one answer, 45% said, it just happened.
Of course. I slipped and fell.
Didn't plan it out.
That's ridiculous, man.
It is.
Talk to your spouse. Talk to your boyfriend, girlfriend. Talk to them.
Yes.
Have an intimate conversation.
Even if you got to, like, push a little thing with a straw to talk, like Stephen Hawking. Talk.
Yes.
Even,
just talk.
Even he communicates.
I love you, honey.
Yeah, the best solution is just stay single if you think you're going to have that problem.
See,
be
now,
George Clooney, yeah, or former George Clooney.
But I am curious, though, what Stephen Hawking would do.
Well, oddly enough, there is now a report out there that he frequents a California strip club. Out in DeVore, there's the Freedom Acres Swingers Club. And the 70-year-old allegedly attends the club with his nurses in tow.
Yes. He has Nerf nurses?
Nerf nurses. He just shows
up. In DeVore?
In DeVore, yeah, which is out like past Pomona, somewhere out there.
It's at the 15 and the 215.
It's a little
somewhere
in there.
It's like way out there. Okay.
Evidently, a witness said that last time he was there, he was laying on top of a bed, fully clothed, with two naked women gyrating on top of him.
What? And he can't feel anything from the neck down.
No, I can't.
Why not just keep going and go to Nevada?
Well, but he can't do anything. That's the whole thing.
DeVore.
Oh, well.
What are you doing in the bedroom with your spouse?
Not having sex with a robot.
No, you're not. But we have some tips on how to spice things up in the bedroom from a relationship expert. And she joins us next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. So are Jay Capadonia and Chris Martin. And we're going to learn something. Jennifer, you're the newlywed in the group here. So I imagine things are still on fire in the bedroom. You don't have to get into it necessarily. But,
are they?
I've been at this for 32 years, and I can tell you when the wife and I do make love, it is wonderful. But I could tell you it's not happening like every 2 hours. Like maybe you and the newlywed husband there.
Every 2 hours? Like, how about every 20 minutes, man?
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Good girl.
Let's talk about this some more. You've seen our next guest on NBC Starting Over and maybe on the UK's Million Dollar Romance. She's the author of the best-selling book, Intimate Wisdom, The Sacred Art of Love, which is available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go look at it. Click on it. Buy it. Relationship expert, Karina Karsten. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Lovely to speak with you. And you've collected knowledge on this topic from various cultures around the world, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, really, how different are things from one culture to the other? We pretty much all get together and do this the same way, don't we?
Well, that's what it seems like on the surface, but behind closed doors, it all looks a little bit different. And I'd love to share some of the ways that
you have five tips to spice things up in the bedroom, and we can do all of these. I mean, we can say all of these things on the radio, right?
Because absolutely,
this is not a hands-on conversation. We're gonna
absolutely.
All right.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not, keep your hands above the table.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Karina. Where do we start?
There too.
Yeah, exactly. Where do we start?
So the first one would be do a pre. Present and after. And what I mean by that is prepare for your intimate experience, like preparing for a dinner for guests or for an important business meeting, because you really want to put the fine touches in. Relish preparing the menu and the special little touches that you're going to have in this experience.
Hmm.
Present.
That doesn't sound spontaneous to me. Is there something to say
like
at all?
It sounds kind of like a pre-flight check where you check your oil and kick your tires.
Exits are to the...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I think sometimes it's great to fly by the seat of your pants and have a fantastic, sexy, spontaneous moment. And other times I think that a lot of it gets dulled down because there's not enough focus. And so this is about really preparing and cherishing that this is going to be a special moment for you too.
This does sound like a little bit of work, though.
No work. No work. Just fun.
Just fun.
Labor of love.
Preparing for a party.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So this is just this is just the first of five tips. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. Take us to the next one.
All right. So I'll just say when you're present, just make sure your cell phone is off. And you tune in to your favorite live stream intimate event, which is you and your lover.
Okay.
Very important.
Yeah.
All right. Second, create a love altar. And what I mean by that is historically Polynesians and Indian cultures have created altars to honor and celebrate their relationship. So for you, add that element in by creating a beautiful altar on your night table or the bed itself and getting on the bed and being part of the altar. I think that adds a lot of romance. You can add love notes, flowers, mementos, you know, tree leaves.
Okay, so basically you're telling us guys to make it look like the cover of a romance novel. That's what
absolutely.
They want, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know
start
what?
Start growing your hair now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I should hit the gym every once in a while. What do you think,
Jen?
Maybe. And get a horse and learn how to ride it bareback.
Right. Forget the altar. Your body is the temple, right?
What is that, Corinna? I'm sorry. We're interrupting you.
No. These touches actually add such a wonderful element to the whole experience, mm-hmm. and your wife will really appreciate it.
Okay. How about number three?
Number three, be courageously curious. So ask the right questions tonight.
Oh, boy. A couple just popped into my head, and Phil, I'll keep my mouth quiet. I'm
please,
sorry.
Please.
Because it's like.
Well, you're talking about asking the wrong questions.
Okay.
So some of the questions that I would suggest, Phil, that you ask tonight, and Jennifer, maybe you've already asked these. Would be what would make you feel the most alive and aroused? That's number one. What makes you feel vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
So then you get a little bit of the warm and cool experience out of these questions.
Venomous snakes make me feel vulnerable.
What makes you feel vulnerable, Phil? And
yeah. I don't know.
This conversation?
I can't. Yeah, I can't. I just can't.
You can't do it?
I mean,
this is a level of communication the guys, I think, generally are not comfortable with.
Well, there's one way to ask it, and then there's another way to ask it. I'm just very point blank, so I don't think this step, I would have to work on this step. I can do dinner. I can do an altar, sex altar, whatever she wants to call it. I don't know if I can ask delicately. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm more of the... where kind of guy.
Well, this is calling out the Renaissance male in you.
Okay.
The Renaissance male.
All right. Okay. Let's move to number four. In the interest of time, we want to get through all of these.
Number four, know the secret of the heart and the tongue. So according to intimate Chinese medical canons from ancient China, the tongue is actually an extension of your heart.
Oh.
So you can actually tell how your lover feels about you tonight by how they use their tongue with you.
Okay. That's enough. What's number five?
Moving on.
I was saving you there, Jennifer.
Pleasure breathing.
Oh.
Now, pleasure breathing is something that the Egyptians and the Chinese practiced to increase arousal, prevent premature ejaculation, and intensify pleasure and bonding. So there's a set of micro movements that you can perform together during lovemaking to strengthen your urogenital diaphragm.
Your what now?
Mm. Neurogenital?
All of the muscles at the bottom of your body.
Oh, okay.
All the muscles. And they make very micro movements that are incredibly sensual and beautiful.
Do you get a sense that okay, there's three of us men here and there's one woman listening to you, and that three of us, at least three of us, are, I don't know about you, Chris, but I know Jay and I are almost completely disconnected from this whole conversation.
Well, I'm totally into it.
Yeah. Are you?
You would be.
Chris.
Totally into it. Can you give us an example of that breathing, please?
Jennifer, help me here.
I'm still stuck on number two with the whole altar thing.
Yeah, but if I do this breathing, do I need like a little lunch bag, a paper sack?
No, not at first.
Oh, that's for later.
This is actually going to help you prolong the experience.
Well, I'm all for that, certainly.
Absolutely. So the whole idea of pleasure breathing is to move the pleasure from between your thighs to all over your body and your partner's.
Oh.
And just have exquisite wave after wave of ecstatic.
And that's okay for a guy at my age. I mean, I don't want to break into a rash, right?
Well, you sound really young on the phone.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Chris is the old one on the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't sound old either.
All right. Well, we've only scratched the surface of the entire body on this conversation, but you've really piqued our interest to check out your new book. And tell us the name of the book again.
Intimate Wisdom, The Sacred Art of Love.
And it's available on philhewlettandfriends.com in the store. Go check it out. Karina Karsten, thank you very much for enduring our questions and teaching us a thing or two.
Thank you so much, Phil. It was a pleasure to be on.
All right. Thank you very much. Geez, see, it was a pleasure for her to be on.
You're a little flustered. You're a little
peaked.
You know.
That was all foreign to me. Jennifer.
I like number four. I would just jump straight to number four. Your tongue is an extension of your heart. Period.
Done.
I think
Fine.
We all understand
good.
That.
God, you're a good girl.
I think so, too.
Good Lord.
The altar thing, I mean, if I came home and there's some altar on the bed, I'd be like, what
Isn't that like
happened?
Creepy
Who
stalker?
Are you? Yes.
No, but I mean, if you do like the rose petals in the shape of a heart, that's kind of romantic, right?
That's sweet.
But
yeah.
When you ask...
Light some candles.
When you ask me what makes me feel vulnerable, you know...
Yeah.
Well, that's tapping into that, like, oh, I'm not sure, but I love this person, so I'm going to trust him to do X, Y, and Z.
You know, like doing work on the car without the proper tools. I feel
exactly.
vulnerable in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's
when
exactly.
my low gas gauge comes on in the car, then I feel and I'm in a bad neighborhood.
When there's an angry bear protecting her cub.
Yeah, then I feel vulnerable.
Exactly.
Okay, so are you going to be able to do this segue without... screwing this up because...
Well, yeah, okay. Why don't I just say it?
Yeah.
Did you know that July is National Hot Dog Month? Well, it's up next and we're going to talk about pizza. No. We're going to talk about hot dogs. The month is almost up, but why not just grab the back end of this one? And I didn't even mean that. But that's coming up next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports... speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Welcome back to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. We have a Twitter account. It's at As We See It Show. Love to see your comments there. We'll give you the email address at the end of the program as well. And one little tidbit you don't know about me is that, in fact, I do have an altar at the house. It's not in the bedroom, but it's an altar to hot dogs. Because hot dogs, they're just the perfect food, aren't they? They're perfectly bad for you, perhaps, but they're perfectly delicious. And this is National Hot Dog Month, July. Every July, every year, we celebrate hot dogs. And we're just about done, so we didn't think the last couple of days of the month should go by and slip away without us paying the proper tribute to the American pastime of eating, and that is hot dogs. It's not pizza, it's hot dogs. Joining us live is Eric Mittenthal. He's with the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, something of which we did not know existed, but now we're glad it does. And you're here, sir. Thank you very much. Help us out. What's the difference between a Frankfurter, a wiener, and a hot dog?
Well, they're all kind of in the same family. Frankfurter was kind of the German tradition of hot dogs. The wiener is more of the Austrian tradition. And then the hot dog is the American tradition that came over from Europe.
Okay. And so we're talking about American hot dogs here, and we'll delve into that a little bit more. But just along the lines of helping us out, boiled or grilled or that thing at the convenience store that slowly turns the hot dog?
I'm a grilled guy, personally. I like to grill mine up, and I think that's generally the way most Americans like it.
That spinning thing at the convenience store, there's something wrong about that, right?
It's just another way to heat it up.
Yeah, but anytime you've got rotisserie hot dogs next to the rotisserie taquitos, just like you probably shouldn't eat that, right?
Cooking it under a light bulb.
No, can you destroy a hot dog? You can, right?
You can overcook it, certainly. You know, it'll become a little too tough if you cook it for too long.
Yeah, a microwave, and you forgot to stick the forks in the sides, you know, then it just explodes on you. That's always fun. Now, all right, I know you want to talk about American hot dogs, but what about brats? Come on, bratwurst.
Hey, brats are an American tradition these days, too. You go up to the Midwest in Wisconsin, and they sell bratwurst everywhere. And so they're incredibly popular and growing in popularity as well.
Yeah, all right.
You know, in Lambeau Field in Wisconsin,
yeah,
where the Packers play, they have a foot-long bratwurst.
Foot-long?
Foot-long.
And what kind of bread do they put that in? A little less than a foot or more than a foot?
It's like a French roll, so it like hangs out on both sides.
Yeah.
It is the greatest thing on the face of this planet.
Wow. I love that.
Just saying.
All right, so American wieners. Now, I'm sorry, American hot dogs. We're going with hot dog, Frankfurter wiener, hot dog American. Why American hot dogs?
Well, you know, it came over from Europe in the early 19th century and with immigrants and really grew up into an American tradition. And so all around the country, hot dogs are incredibly popular, but you see different regional varieties, whether it's the New York dog, which is more often a boiled dog with mustard and onions. Chicago, they pile on the toppings. In L.A., actually, the hot dog, L.A. is the most popular market for hot dogs. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that, but we have a couple
of places.
We have
the Alley dog. We got the bacon wrap dog.
Yeah, and then we have places like Pink's and, you know, some of the famous hot dog stands.
Hey, Eric, what's a hot dog made of?
Why ruin this?
Well, because you hear those rumors that it's like the sweepings at the bottom of a beef factory, but I'm just curious, what does go into those?
Well, you'll probably be a little disappointed that it's not as gross or unsavory as many would have you believe. We actually have a new video on our website at www.hot-dog.org that shows the whole process. But basically, whether it's a pork or beef or chicken, it's the pieces that are cut away from the steaks. So when they cut the pieces away that would shape the steak, they take those pieces, grind them together, and put them into hot dogs or hamburgers.
And then they have different grades. They say all meat, all beef, all whatever, right?
I mean, mixture of all three.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly it can be a mixture. It's always on the label.
We don't want to know about the FDA's guidelines for acceptable amounts of things that aren't.
Oh, Phil, don't do that.
We don't want to talk about that, right?
Well, how about this? You know, I like the hot dog that has a little snap to the skin. I kind of know what the snap is, but I kind of don't want to know.
Gristle?
No.
The snap is actually going to be from an intestine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's what a sausage does.
I got to have it. I love it.
Is there still a raging argument about ketchup? I mean, are we even allowed to put ketchup on a hot dog, or is that blasphemy?
To us, that's blasphemy, and we have a whole set of etiquette rules, and one of the most controversial ones is that you should not put ketchup on a hot dog over the age of 18. But we did just do a poll.
Not a hot dog? No.
The
hot dogs? Oh, okay.
The eater is over 18, not the hot dog.
I must be a child because I like the ketchup and the sauerkraut.
Oh, look at you. All right. Well, go ahead. Develop the idea some more for us.
The majority of Americans disagree with us. We just did a poll, and 79% said they believe ketchup belongs on a hot dog.
You weren't polling Canadians, were you?
No Canadians, Americans. And in fact, the Midwest, where ketchup is completely blasphemy, was the region of the country that was most likely to accept ketchup. We were shocked.
Yeah,
demanding an investigation.
I put right. Well, me too, because I put mustard and I put the green relish on there, and that's pretty much it. Sometimes just the mustard, and that's how it should be, right?
Yeah, no, that's a perfect hot dog to me.
Yeah,
kraut.
So yeah, sauerkraut's good.
Kraut, yeah.
Crushed peanuts.
Yeah, chocolate sauce. Whatever you got in there.
Sprinkles.
Sure.
You know, I think whatever makes you happy, you should be able to put it on there. It shouldn't be blasphemous.
No. But, all right, a quick shout out to Melissa Houston. Tell us who that is on your Facebook page at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council Facebook page.
Melissa Houston is a young lady from Anchorage, Alaska, who submitted our winning Hot Dog Month selfie photo. We held a contest throughout the month for folks to send us their best hot dog selfies. And Melissa, dressed up in a hot dog suit, got down near a lake in Anchorage with some ketchup and mustard and put together a great pose and won our contest.
And this was moments before she was devoured by the polar bear. No? Okay, fine. I was kidding. But this is great. We have a couple days left, and I know you want to enjoy Hot Dog Month to the very last drop, so we have just a couple days left to do this. How would you say we celebrate?
Eat lots of hot dogs. That's the best way to do it.
Nothing wrong with that. Eric Mittenthal with the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Thank you very much, sir. We enjoyed speaking with you.
Yeah, he enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you, Phil.
You know, my hot dog has a first name.
Yeah. Okay, come on.
Does it?
Yeah, it's O-S-C-A-R.
Good job.
Does it have a last name? No, that would they'll have to pay for that. We have some breaking news here, and in all deference to Jennifer, we're not going to use a breaking news sounder. Jay's just going to roll with it.
Yeah, it looks like the Associated Press and multiple other agencies out there are saying that a judge has ruled against Donald Sterling and has okayed the sale of the Los Angeles Clippers to ex-Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion.
All right. So
there you go.
That means they're going to hurry up and try to get the sale done by August 15th.
Probably.
And in the meantime, Donald Sterling, if I may just predict what's going to happen, he'll circle the wagons and start to appeal. They may get the sale done before a judge hears the appeal, and then it'll be sold. They'll have to try to figure out how to unravel that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's really sticking it to everybody, you know?
I guess so. Well, see? It's not so bad. We knew it was going to happen this way.
$2 billion, though? Do you think you guys think the club is worth that much? Or the franchise?
I just think I'm disappointed that it's practically over. So we're counting on Donald to keep this circus sideshow going.
He's not giving up anytime soon.
The soap opera?
Yes, exactly. Well, this was a pretty good show. We learned how to spice things up in the bedroom. We figured out that hot dogs should not have ketchup, although we still do that, which means that we go against the grain. That's our little protest against the man, isn't it, by putting ketchup on our hot dogs. Is that what you're doing, Jennifer?
Fight the power. Fight the power, Jen.
I just like what I like.
Yeah, I know. Never mind what people say. Hey, we love your comments. Are you ketchup or mustard? Feedback at philhewlettandfriends.com. On Twitter, at As We See It Show. Mike Stark is our executive producer. Brooke Peterson, our producer. Production assistant, Nick Wright. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Campadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.